From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. One night in the mid-1800s, a naturalist in a boat saw something mysterious. The surface water was teeming with daphnia, zooplankton more commonly known as sea fleas. The next morning, they had disappeared. The next night, they were there again. Where did they come from? Where did they go? For a century, this was a mystery. Then Navy ships, using sonar to track submarines, found that the deep ocean bottom appeared far shallower at night when it was moving upward. They theorized they were getting a false reading as the sonar bounced off swarms of sea creatures rising in the water column. Scientists took a trawler out at night and brought up nets full of small fish, crustaceans, and jellyfish. The Navy operators were right. They had discovered the DVM, the deal vertical migration. Further investigation revealed what was happening. Phytoplankton, tiny floating algae, stay near the surface during the day to collect sunlight for photosynthesis. Small creatures that eat phytoplankton hide in deep water during the day to avoid being eaten themselves. Then at night, they migrate to the warmer surface to feed and mate. Large predators, even sharks and whales, follow them up. As dawn approaches, they all sink back into the deep. It turns out this happens in every ocean, in every lake, everywhere on the planet. It's the largest migration on Earth, and amazingly, it happens every night. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.